Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you, homeschool father of five, coming to you from my basement out here in Eastern Plains of Colorado with an appreciation for the Word of God, an appreciation for freedom, faith, family in the 21st century, and hoping that we can somehow retain some level of freedom in a world where some 60% of the gross national income is being used up by government, and governments are controlling almost the majority of economies in the majority of nations around the world today. And America, of course, premier amongst these nations. Of all the tyrants in America, or of all the tyrannies in the world, America seems to be one of the most significant. Hard to find a tyranny as expensive as ours, where we can afford to hire as many bureaucrats as we've hired to make sure that they monitor every single aspect of our lives. And we're going to look at a couple more instances of this kind of thing. This tyranny is growing and has grown substantially since the 1920s and 1930s, largely because we continue to elect Republicans and Democrats, largely because we want it and the people want tyranny and think that somehow tyranny will provide security, Social Security, and we will be taken care of womb to tomb, and there won't be anything like forced euthanasia or forced abortions or forced infanticide by the year 2025. That's most people's assumption, that if you just aggrandize government, everything will be fine because man at root is not depraved. Man at root is very wonderful, magnificent, and will be as magnanimous as you can possibly imagine, and they will do nothing but good. That's not what George Washington thought when George Washington said that government is like fire, a dangerous servant and a cruel master. Okay, that's what our founders thought. And so they said, hey, keep government as small as you can possibly keep it, and keep it decentralized and keep it balanced out as best as you can with various arms of government. Because if anybody gets any power centralized in Washington, D.C., get out of the way. You've got a police state and you're going to see freedoms abridged everywhere. And that's what we're seeing. OK, Dave, Ron Paul has been a freedom fighter for a long time. He's pretty upset with what's going on in Boston. He says the Boston shutdown during the search for these terrorists who shot or bombed three people lost their lives in the Boston massacre that occurred just a couple of weeks ago. He said the Boston shutdown, though, as the police were trying to find these guys, was more frightening than the massacre itself.
Yes, he does. He says the forced lockdown of a city, militarized police riding tanks in the streets. Tanks.
Yeah, tanks.
Well, you want to be protected from pressure cookers.
Yeah.
I guess a tank offers some protection against pressure cookers.
Okay, got it.
Door-to-door armed searches without a warrant, families thrown out of their homes at gunpoint to be searched without probable cause, businesses forced down, transportation shut down. These are not scenes from a military coup in some far-off banana republic, but rather the scenes just over a week ago in Boston in the United States, and we got a taste of martial law. The ostensible reason for the military takeover of parts of Boston was that the accused perpetrator of a horrific crime was on the loose. The Boston bombing provided the opportunity for the government to turn what should have been a police investigation into a military-style occupation of an American city. This unprecedented move should frighten us as much or more than the attack itself.
As we said before, Dave, anarchy gives birth to more tyranny. So anytime you get more anarchy, you're going to find more tyranny. Anytime you see a breakdown of morality, anytime you get civil unrest, anytime you get a breakdown of religious faith in the nation, that's, of course, what's been happening for the last 50, 60, 80, 100 years as Christian ministries have become more pluralistic and as the Muslims have continued to move into the area. I think we're going to see more anarchy and more tyranny. This is what happens when you break down Christian civilization, friends. You're just going to find that these once Christian nations that had Christian values underneath them are going to be places where there will be massive acts of terrorism, anarchy everywhere. And of course, governments are always looking for more excuses to kick down doors and to just get the police state going, because that's what government tyrants love. They love it. They love it. The bureaucrats love it. The police love it. Not all of them, but most of them love it. They love to centralize power and they want to aggrandize the state at every opportunity they get. And these acts of terrorism offer that opportunity. It's what Ron Paul was saying. Now, is the government becoming a bigger threat than the terrorists? It seems to me that's what Ron Paul's saying, right?
Well, let's see. How many Americans have been killed on American soil by terrorists in, say, since 9/11?
Well, we had probably 25? I'm just guessing.
How many Americans have been killed on American soil funded by the American government, say in Planned Parenthood clinics?
Over the last 15 years?
Yeah.
I'd say somewhere around...
How about just yesterday? I'll settle for yesterday.
20 million.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, 6,000?
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. So apparently the government is funding more death than the terrorists are able to bring.
I wonder how many of Kermit's victims were funded by the government.
That's a good point. Now, also, let's see. After 9/11, in order to keep an occasional event from happening, the government staffed the airports with people who will give you free massage, soon to be a free medical checkup, including body cavity search. They send all kinds of untested medical devices to make sure that your organs are all in the right place. They stop you in traffic in these unconstitutional traffic stops and ask you to search your vehicle without warrant. So we've surrendered our rights.
Dave, what would be funny? It'd be to dress up a guy like Thomas Jefferson. You know where I'm going with this thing?
I think so.
Dress up a guy like Thomas Jefferson, put him through airport security, put him through an unlawful search and seizure, such as you get when they're doing a mandatory stop and search on a drunk driving deal. And just do a video of that. I think that'd be interesting. See how Thomas Jefferson would react to some of that kind of stuff. And Dave, I think the irony of this entire thing is that our systems pretty much support this kind of thing because, Dave, the values of the Immigration and Naturalization Service really don't embrace Christian values. They apparently want to get as many jihadists into this country as possible because it was already known, the FBI already knew that these guys were committed to jihad. They knew they were fundamentalist in their Islam persuasion. Dave, I've said this before. But if somebody walks into INS office with "kill the infidel" tattooed into his right hand, he's holding the Quran in his left hand, you would think that somebody with a brain would say, you know, the wrong religion for our country. Now, I understand the pluralism of the day wants to allow everybody into this country with any wacky religion you could possibly imagine. And people want absolute religious freedom in this country, except, of course, with the Christian faith. But with all the other faiths, they want all of the wacko, weirdo cults in this country. They want the human sacrifice cults. They want the jihadists in here because, hey, we're a country that wants to open the gates to every single religion, except, of course, the Christian religion, because that now has become more and more opposed to these other religions, because this is the God who says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So, okay, friends, here's the deal. The deal is that We're finding our nation becoming more and more irrational in the way that it handles things. And Dave, they gave this guy's family $100,000 in welfare. I don't know if he used the welfare to purchase the pressure cookers or not. They could have, I guess. But $100,000 went to this family. I mean, they paid welfare for this family. And here you have a poor family from Germany, persecuted out of the country because they're homeschooling their kids there. They come to Tennessee. They've been settling down. They haven't taken welfare. They've worked for a living. They're just good folks, you know, solid folks. Okay, they have the Christian faith. And yeah, they want to give their children a peaceful Christian education in the peaceful hills of Tennessee, apart from the persecuting forces of the German Nazis. And here the Barack Obama administration wants to kick them out of the country. You know, the Barack Obama administration do anything they can to get these terrorists in this country and give them $100,000 and just open up doors to these terrorists from Russia, happen to be Muslims. But you get a Christian family getting persecuted out of Germany, and they're going to be the most peaceful family on the planet, all right? The most peaceful family on the planet. All they want to do is they want to sit at home and homeschool their kids in the peaceful hills of Tennessee. And the Barack Obama administration is coming after these guys, and they're dead to rights, going to get them out of this country if they can.
Well, Kevin, I don't think you understand the landscape at all here. What we understand is that Islam is a peaceful religion, and if we would just treat them as the peaceful people they are, they would stop blowing things up. However, those bitter clingers, you know, those people who cling to their guns and their Bibles, that's the future of terrorism. That's what we need to worry about in America. Not those people with suicide vests on. those people on their knees praying. Those are the threat.
I hope everybody can see that you have to define good and evil, and you have to define it by the word of God. If you don't, you're going to wind up with what we're doing in Washington, D.C. right now, friends. You're going to see a breakdown of freedom. You're going to find more and more terrorists coming to this country. Why? Because we have leaders we're electing, people in Congress, people who lead the FBI and the CIA and the INS, people who lead this country. They don't have Christian values. And so, of course, they're going to persecute Christians. And of course, they're going to bring as many terrorists in this country to blow up this country and increase the power of the police state in this country as fast as they possibly can. Okay, people who have the wrong worldview, they have the wrong ethics, are going to make bad policy decisions. If they don't fear God and keep his commandments, or if they don't have a proper biblical perspective on things, of course they're going to screw up a nation. That's what they do best. Which brings us back to the Word of God as the standard. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. I want to talk about something else here. Dave, I'm beginning to think that maybe Russia has more sense than America and the leadership here in the United States these days. It's amazing what's going on. The Russians warned America about these people. They gave them the warning. Apparently, they were Russians. They came over here, and they sort of sensed these guys were bad news, and they gave the FBI and the CIA the heads up on them. Okay, but we have another story from Russia, very interesting. And we're going to run this by you in just a moment on the Generations broadcast. Stay tuned. And we're back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, and Dave in studio. Today, friends, we're talking about what's going on with nations and what's happening with the United States. As many of you know, the tyranny is growing, and we've been chronicling that for a long time. In fact, I've been talking about it since 1993 when I wrote my book, The Second Mayflower, and ran for governor of the state of Colorado. I ran around hollering out to people, government's growing, government's become more tyrannical, don't you guys want to be free? You know, if you love wealth more than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, depart from us in peace, we ask, not your counsel nor your arms, may your chains rest lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen. I was quoting Samuel Adams, and I was trying to think, is there anybody here who believes in freedom? And people would look at me kind of like, what in the world? This guy's really excited about something, and I have no idea what it is.
It would have helped if that quote you just read, if you speak it in English. I'm not sure that Americans...
The tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom. Is that the part?
I'm not sure people understand those what you're saying there.
Okay, here's the deal. Do you want to be free, or you just want to be secure?
You want, free like a free Obama phone. Free like health insurance.
No. Free as in
food stamps.
Free as in responsible to obey God's law, to be self-governing, to be a moral person, have a good family, and lead your family in a responsible way so that your daughters and your sons do not have to be on welfare in the year 2040 and euthanized in the year 2070. Okay? That's what we're talking about.
Do I still get a free phone?
No, you don't get the free phone. You got to pay for it.
That's crazy talk.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and Dave, you're getting right to the core of the problem. Okay, now, here's a story about these Russian parents in Sacramento. Now, I've been in Sacramento. I've talked to the Russians in Sacramento, and many of them came to America because they thought America was free, and they're very disappointed with what they found. So now, some of these guys, they're persecuted by the communists. They realize what big governments do to you. They come to America. They tend to vote conservative, and they tend to, you know, want to vote pro-life. They want to be... Some of them want to homeschool. Some of them, most of them, are opposed to the growth of government tyranny. They don't like government tyranny. They saw it in Russia. They didn't like the gulags. Some of them were in the gulags. Some of the guys that I met were in the gulags. They didn't like it. They didn't like being persecuted by the communists. They didn't really particularly like thousands and tens of thousands of their friends and family members slaughtered by Stalin. Okay, so they come to America in the 1980s, 1990s, and they find that America is this burgeoning tyranny. America is a communist state wannabe. And they're really uptight about it. And they're like, why do we come? Some of them, of course, have gone back to Russia because they found out America is turning into a communist country. So now here's a story of a Russian family, Dave. A couple, sweet-looking couple. There's a nice picture of them here, ABC News. See that? Sweet-looking couple. They got their baby there. Anyway, the professionals, and this is very, very common. I know so many people this has happened to. They go to a hospital. They don't have a midwife. They go to a hospital, the typical socialist, communist, fascist hospital, whatever it is, in America. They did it in Sacramento. They went to the communist, fascist, socialist hospital in Sacramento. And the professionals, the fascists, the social services, whoever they were, they're all tied up into one big old group. They confiscated the baby. I don't know what they did. I guess they didn't give the baby the right shots, or they trying to exempt the baby from too much manhandling or something. And so they try to take the baby home. Social services come. They confiscate the kid.
Was this a baby or was this a newborn? Biomass?
Newborn. No, it was newborn.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm confused because I'm hearing out of Philadelphia that's just a biomass.
Yeah. Apparently at this point they're confiscating the biomass.
Because they didn't properly care for the biomass,
yeah.
Right, because they didn't put scissors to the skull, or
I don't know, I'm not sure.
Okay,
I don't know what they didn't do or did do.
So they're in this house. They're people who are not really super well acquainted with the American way,
right?
And they're at St. Stalin Hospital or St. Mark's, whatever it is there. And in St. Mark's they're saying you're not doing the government prescribed care for this biomass.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we're going to separate you.
You from the biomass. Yeah. A little bit of the Plato thing, too. You know, no father shall know his son, no son shall know his father. So maybe a little bit of that going on here.
Well, maybe the father was knowing the son and that was the problem.
That could have been the problem. Yeah. So a California court now, according to this ABC News report. No, this is the Moscow Times. I'm sorry. I had to go to the Moscow Times for this one. The Moscow Times have been covering this, by the way, Dave. The Moscow Times have been all over this. The Russians are like all over this story. They're doing everything they can to fight for the freedom of this family. A California court has returned a baby boy who was seized by U.S. authorities from his Russian parents in a case that prompted loud denunciations from Moscow. What do we say at this point? But thank God for the communists that are fighting for parental rights for Americans.
Well, not everybody in Russia is a communist.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, whoever they are in Russia,
they're recovering communists.
Whatever they are, whoever they are in Russia, out there fighting for the freedom of parents to take their little baby home from the local fascist hospital. After 5 hours of deliberation and analysis of factual information presented by both sides, the judge decided to dismiss all charges against the parents, says Igor Chatorala, a diplomat from the Russian consulate in San Francisco, who apparently was working diligently to try to engage the release. The Sacramento court on Monday cautioned the parents to follow all future medical advice. You follow all future medical advice. Whatever we tell you, you do it or else. Okay, so that was the last thing.
So
these people shocked, of course, that they're in the United Socialist States of America. They can't believe they made it to the USSA, the land of slavery. And where government control of everything is just going to grow. And by the way, with Obamacare next year kicking in 2014, unless people exempt themselves with the Christian medical sharing ministries like Samaritan Ministries, unless you exempt yourself, friends, in 2014, you can bet this thing's going to only grow by tenfold. You know that there will be way, way more socialist bureaucrats in these hospitals in your lives. Why? Because government is paying for more of this healthcare. And the more that government pays for this healthcare, the more they're going to oversee exactly what happens to your kid. They will put whatever needle into the flesh of your kid they want to, okay? Because you're signing up for Obamacare next year in 2014. It will be a very, very expensive tyranny, friends. And because, Dave, it is so expensive, because we put so much money, we put 60% of the gross national income into this government. And remember, we have the largest gross national income in the history of the world. We're certainly the largest gross national income of any nation in the world. And because of that, of course, we're going to have the biggest tyranny in the world. Of course, you're going to live in the most tyrannical state in the world if you live in America in the years to come because of Obamacare and because we will continue to elect pro-socialist, pro-Marxist, pro-communist people to run this country in the years to come. Dave, the communists were the bad guys. And it seems to me we've become the bad guys. And now the Russians, I mean, there's an irony here.
There is an irony.
The Russians are fighting for freedom for these families in Sacramento. It's amazing.
There is a sense of irony. I think we could say this about many of the Russians, that they are communist survivors. So they're like those who survived cancer.
Been there, done that, got the bloody T-shirt.
Right. Now, what's ironic is that in America, largely because of our public education system, we're running after the system that has demonstrated that it's failed every time it's been tried in the history of mankind. And the one system that brought the most blessing, the tranquility, the peace, the highest standard of living in the most liberty ever on the planet Earth, that's the one we're demonizing. So, you know, demonize the good stuff, drink the bad stuff. That's what we're about. Public schools have brought that in. And, you know, this is what's going to happen. When you drink poison, you get poisoned.
You know, these Russians came over here, didn't think we were communists. I mean, they didn't think we were communists.
They didn't read the brochure.
They didn't read the, and they didn't hear what that judge in Pueblo said at the education committee meeting down at the House, the Colorado House.
All belong to us?
That's right. All of Colorado's children belong to us. And they believe that. These people believe that the children belong to the state. And the state will more and more dictate what happens in these families' lives in the years to come. The communists may never have confiscated the kids from these folks' houses back in the 1970s, 1980s. That may never have happened. Now, they certainly were clamping down on churches. That was the big deal. They didn't want any non-state-oriented church operating back in the 1970s, 1980s. So these poor little Baptists and others, these charismatics, were persecuted. They were persecuted badly. But generally, they didn't go after the family. America is going after the family. They are doing what they can to destroy parental rights. And that's why, guys, you need to get behind parentalrights.org and what the guys in HSLDA are doing to defend parental rights in the years to come. Because, guys, you can give up on a lot of rights. You can give up perhaps on your right to own guns. You could give up on your rights to get together with your church group. But, man, to give up your kids to the state, to offer your kids up to the state, wow, that's the final point of tyranny. That's when tyranny is pretty much maximized. I can't think of anything more tyrannical than somebody confiscating kids. And that's the kind of thing that a lot of these social services organizations are doing. Dave, it was really interesting. My dad gave me this article, trying to find it here. It was a picture. Oh, wait, yeah, here it is. It was a picture in the 1940s and 1950s of these baby carriages parked outside of grocery stores. And my dad said, that after World War II, for some years, dads or moms would leave their kids sleeping, their babies sleeping outside of stores while they shopped. I mean, I saw it. I saw this picture and it says, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Now, that was back when you didn't have snoops and bureaucrats running around giving their calling social services up and turning you in for every little thing you do.
Right. And that was also in the day if somebody ever thought about snagging a baby, a posse would be formed rather quickly, and that would be over by sunset. So you didn't have that going on. See, people weren't worried about their baby being stolen. People weren't worried about social services coming. They were actually weren't really worried about their babies too awfully much because they spent so much time with their babies, and they knew that raising a child was a difficult task, and it had to be a difficult task for the baby, too, in order for the baby to grow up to be responsible. So that was a different time, though. See, that was like a different planet. That was far off.
Moreover, here's another reason why you wouldn't do it today is because you get so much crime. I mean, not only do you have tyranny, you got all this crime going on.
Well, you have the crime, and the tyranny.
You know, people are going to kidnap kids right and left. You know they're going to do that. We have such a pornoed society. You know that there are people out there by the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, who are perverts. They've been sitting in basements downloading all this crazy stuff. Yeah, this nation is far more perverted, far more immoral, and, of course, more tyrannical than any nation has been in a very long time. So I guess there's a lot of reasons why you wouldn't want to keep your baby in a baby carriage sleeping while you're shopping in the grocery store.
Well, I remember in the 60s when I was being raised on the East Coast, occasionally that you would see in the grocery stores women walking their carriage up and down the grocery store aisles, and they'd be using the carriage with the baby in it as somewhat of their grocery cart.
Yeah, it's probably against the law now. And here's the other thing, Dave. There were babies back then. That was the other thing that shocked
me. Lots of them.
Yeah.
Lots of babies.
Lots of them. Now we're not having babies anymore.
Well, we're killing them.
Yeah, we're killing them, or we're confiscating them. We're social services confiscating them.
Right.
It's just, and when they do have them, 41% of them born outside of wedlock, and half of them will lose their mom and dad in a divorce as they're being raised. And a lot of changes, my friends, over the years, and a lot of it is because of the growth of immorality, the growth of anarchy, and the growth of tyranny. These things tend to grow simultaneously. And Dave, I don't know what to tell these Russian parents. I don't know what to tell them. I'd say fight for freedom. You know, raise your children in a godly way. Give them a godly education. Be sure you teach them the book of Proverbs. Grab my book, The Second Mayflower, because it's possible by the year 2060 or 2070, we might be able to recover a free nation somewhere around the world. I think America is beginning to fracture. I don't think that America is going to maintain a unity of states for the next 30 to 40 years. I don't think it's going to happen. I do not think it's going to happen. I don't think Texas is going to want to bail out California in the year 2025. I think that we're going to have an opportunity to raise up a free state. And by the way, there are some freedom-loving people in this country. It's probably the country in which there's the most hope for raising up a free nation. I don't think you're going to find more freedom-loving people. But the problem is we make a minority right now, probably only 6-7 million of the 250 million people. I don't think there's that many, but I think there's enough to establish a state somewhere, a free state somewhere around the world.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I'm not a prophet. I don't know the future. I can only look at the trajectory. We know that's what's happening on the political scene nationally is they're trying to import more votes in order to keep this tyranny going strong. More people they can purchase votes with other people's money. That's the game plan. That's the game we're in. But the real question is, will the righteous act righteously? Will we dedicate ourselves? Will we apply the law of God to ourselves and to our covenants, our marriage covenants, to our memberships in a local covenant body church? Will we treat each other? Will we tithe to the church? Will we tithe and care for one another? Or will we rely on the government socialism? Yeah, will we become just a kinder, gentler form of socialists ourselves? Or will we be those who are the followers of Christ radically?
Anybody who wants freedom is going to have to fight for it, friends. You have got to fight for it. If you want freedom, if you don't want to be a socialist or a communist and you're not real happy about Obamacare, exempt yourself. Exempt yourself. I know it takes faith. I know it's hard. I know freedom is hard fought and hard bought. But get your kids out of the public schools. Do your own education of your own children. Don't turn them over to the communists to educate. And give your children your own medical care. Go with SamaritanMinistries.com. Absolutely. SamaritanMinistries.org or SamaritanMinistries.com, either way. Get into the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, friends. You can do that. There is an opt-out in the language of the Obamacare bill. You do not have to pay $25,000 every year for your family in order to purchase abortions for other people in the year 2014. You can opt out. You can be free. So opt out. Be free. Go with your own education. Go with your own medical care. Get involved in Christian medical sharing. And of course, as Dave said, be sure you're part of a godly church that will wean the widows out of these socialist systems. There's so many solutions to this problem. And I summarize it in my book, The Second Mayflower. I would encourage you to grab a copy of my book, sort of a manifesto of freedom, the manifesto of what it will take to bring one more free country to the world in the year 2050. And that's all summarized in my book, The Second Mayflower. I would encourage you to grab a copy of it right now at our website, kevinswanson.com. Again, The Second Mayflower, a vision for freedom in the 21st century, available at my website, kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.